Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a tender, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has at last revealed at least a part of the reason she is working for the wealthy Carrie Carlton. The aged woman is in serious trouble. Today, Penny is at the Carlton mansion for an important conference. Mrs. Carlton says,
Penny, and I think it's about time I called you that. Penny, I want you to contact Mr. Blake again.
Do you think he's had time enough to get things done, Mrs. Carlton?
In part, at least. I'm anxious to know what progress he's made. Will you see him tonight?
It isn't a question of whether or not I will, Mrs. Carlton. I'll do anything you say.
No, I think we've passed the stage where you act only on orders from me, my dear. You know the situation as well as I do now. I think you can use your own judgment.
Well, you know what kind of man Mr. Blake is, Mrs. Carlton. If I see him tonight, and he isn't ready to tell me anything, he won't tell me anything.
I know. I understand the kind of person he is, and I'm sorry you have to deal with such a person. But we have no choice in the matter. If we're to see this thing through, we're going to have to deal with people of that sort. Perhaps even worse.
I know that.
You aren't afraid of the man, are you, Penny?
No, I wouldn't say I was afraid. It's just that people like Mr. Blake give me an uneasy feeling. Maybe I give him an uneasy feeling, too. I'm sure he doesn't trust me.
The people we're forced to deal with in this matter don't know the meaning of trust, Penny. If they did, I wouldn't be in this difficulty and forced to subject you to this ordeal.
Well, it's not an ordeal, Mrs. Carlton. It isn't pleasant, of course, but if I can't do something for a person like you, I can't do anything for anyone.
You are doing a great deal for me, my dear.
I feel as though I owe you a great deal.
Nonsense. Until I asked you to come to work for me, you scarcely knew who I was.
But I know who you are now, and what you are, and what you do for people. I don't think I'll ever be able to repay you for what you did for Freddie Lang.
You know why I treated young Mr. Lang as I did.
Yes, but I think you'd have done just the same thing under any circumstances.
I've given you the impression I'm a kindly old lady, have I?
Yes, you have.
Then I'm a good actress.
Oh, I think your gruffness is the act, Mrs. Cotton.
Keep on thinking so, because I'm going to put you through some hard times, Penny. Times that may make you hate me and sorry for the day we met.
Oh, I'll never hate you, Mrs. Carlton. I'll always admire and respect you. I know that you wouldn't care what happened to you. And I know that I want to do the thing that you want me to at any cost. But you want to do it right.
And I'm sure it will be done right, Penny. This may be the last chance we get to talk this way, so I want to tell you something. You have my fullest confidence.
Thank you.
No, it is I who should thank you. From here on, Penny, I'm putting matters entirely in your hands. From here on, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. And I promise you this, too. If things go wrong, if we fail, if we bring chaos down upon us, I will in no way blame you.
I'll try not to make a mistake, but I can't promise I won't make one.
In the heat of decision and flurry of doing things, we all make mistakes. The more we do, the more mistakes we make. A mistake honestly made is nothing to be sorry for or punished for.
I'm glad you feel that way about it.
I do, sincerely. When it comes time for you to make a decision, Penny, make it. Right or wrong, make it. I'll back you up with everything I have. Will you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe me?
I have no reason to doubt you.
Good. Then see this Mr. Blake tonight. Hear what he has to say. If it is nothing, tell him we have lost interest in his assistance. Or warn him he must get us what we want immediately, or anything you like. Just report to me what you decide about him. I'll stand by whatever you decide. I'm getting impatient, Penny, and worried. This thing cannot go on much longer.
Yes. Oh, it's you, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Blake.
We meet by appointment only, remember?
I'm making an appointment with you now, right now.
I'm sorry, but it's...
Sorry, but we're meeting now.
I see. Come in.
Thank you. Don't bother locking the door. No one followed me here, Mr. Blake. I took the back road.
I always lock doors behind me, Miss Gibbs. Remember?
Very well.
Now, we are meeting, are we?
Yes. Briefly, unless you have something to tell me.
If I had something to tell you, it would be I who arranged this meeting, Miss Gibbs.
You haven't found out anything.
There's been very little time.
You've had 2 weeks. Exactly 2 weeks to the day.
There was so much to do.
Yes, there was. I know that. Now, how much have you done?
I made a trip to the city. 2 trips.
And?
Well?
Well?
Miss Gibbs, this has been an extremely costly venture. I underestimated the expense.
You'll get more money.
When?
When I get something a little more concrete from you.
How do I know you'll pay me?
Mr. Blake, I gave you $5,000 to begin with, didn't I?
Yes, but that was just to begin with. We're long past the beginning now.
As far as I know, you haven't accomplished anything.
I've made progress.
Prove it to me.
I know who to see, where to find who to see.
And how to get there?
And how to get there.
You're sure it's the right person?
You'll have to take my word for that. I had to take his.
Is his word any good?
His reputation is bad, but I think his word is good.
You think?
There's no way of being sure of the people with whom I've been dealing, Miss Gibbs. And I may say I had no idea I'd be forced to contact so many of the sort.
I didn't think it'd be a hardship on you.
Miss Gibbs, I'm well aware of the fact that I am not a desirable sort of person. I'm also aware of the fact that it pains you deeply to be forced to deal with such a one as I. But believe me, I am a blessing compared to the people with whom I have had to deal in your behalf.
I appreciate what you've done for me, Mr. Blake. But you must admit you knew quite well the type of person you would have to contact for it.
I knew the type, Miss Gibbs, but not the degree.
Are you saying you want to quit?
I am saying the cost is very high.
You'll be paid well.
I'm more interested in being paid now.
Mr. Blake, you have been paid for what you've done up to now. Now you finish the job or make more progress, and you'll be paid accordingly.
I wish to be paid according to my own needs. I am in need of money now.
Then I want information now.
You have money with you?
Of course not.
Come here with money, and I'll tell you what I know.
You don't trust me.
I can't afford to trust you.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow night with money. And you can start packing now, too, Mr. Blake. I don't think I'll be needing your services after tomorrow night.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Carlton. This is Penny Gibbs.
Oh, yes, Penny. Where are you?
At home.
Haven't you seen Mr. Blake?
Yes, I just got back from seeing him. Mrs. Carlton, I think...
My dear, is it wise to talk? Are you alone?
Yes, Nora's gone to the drugstore. Only the baby's here.
Oh, I see. Well, go on with what you were saying.
Well, I had a brief talk with Mr. Blake just now. He's made the contact we want, but he obviously doesn't want to go through with it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I guess I'll pay him off, get the information from him, if he'll give it to me, and then start all over again.
There's some doubt in your mind that he really has the information?
It's very difficult to trust him, Mrs. Carlton.
Then just as you say, let's get rid of him.
Of course, it may mean starting over and a cost of thousands of dollars more than you expected to pay.
I told you, Penny, the cost is not to be considered.
All right.
You want to give Mr. Blake his final payment?
Yes, it was $10,000, if you remember.
Yes, I remember.
I told Mr. Blake I'd bring in the money tomorrow.
Then I'll have it for you tomorrow. But try your very best to get the information before you give him the money. I don't mind the cost, but I want to get something for it.
Well, here's hoping.
Yes, we can hope, can't we? Well, good night.
Good night, Mrs. Garton.
Oh,
Nora. Oh, Nora, you frightened me.
Chrissy, I didn't mean to, Miss Gibbs.
How long have you been standing there, Nora?
Oh, just a couple of seconds, Miss Gibbs. Oh, if you mean did I hear anything that you said to Mrs. Carlton about Mr. Blake, I didn't.
You knew I was talking to Mrs. Carlton about a Mr. Blake, and you didn't hear anything?
Well, not anything that made any sense. Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I wasn't eavesdropping, honestly.
I know you weren't, Nora, but look. Promise me something, will you?
Uh-huh.
If you did hear anything, and if it did make any sense to you, Nora, don't tell anyone anything about it.
Well, golly, what's there to tell?
There might be a lot to tell if you knew. I don't think you do know. I don't think you want to know, but... Nora, if you do, you should know the importance of keeping quiet about it.
Miss Gibbs, you look frightened.
I am a little frightened, Nora. I had an unpleasant meeting with an unpleasant person this evening.
Not Mrs. Carlton?
No, dear, not Mrs. Carlton. It was someone else. I'm beginning to realize more and more the seriousness of what I'm doing, the importance of doing it right. That frightens me a little, Nora.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I just can't stand to see you upset.
Oh, no, it's nothing for you to worry about. It's nothing for anyone to worry about, because I'm the only one who can do what has to be done. And I'm the only one who should know about this.
Miss Gibbs, can't I help?
No, darling, no one can help. The only kind of help I need from you and from all the others is trust, patience, and to be left alone. That's it, Nora, to be left alone. I know why I feel frightened tonight, too. I have a strange feeling suddenly that from now on I have to go through this thing alone.
What information is Penny trying to get from the strange Mr. Blake? And is it a serious thing that Penny may have to do the rest of her mysterious job alone? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificent steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.